Thank you for tuning in to Sipping with Sisters. I am Jasmine. I'm 28 and I reside in Birmingham, Alabama. I'm currently a stay-at-home mom. I want to say due to COVID, but it's just like the aftermath of COVID. So we're going to figure it out and get everything situated. But that's why I am for now. I'm a stay-at-home mom. And, you know, don't count us out because we do a lot of work. Next.
Hi, I'm Monique. I live in Nanticoke, PA. I'm 23 years old, and currently I work as a debt collector. Everybody hates me, I know. We'll pay your damn bills, and I won't have to call you.
I am Sierra. I am 25 years old. My birthday is coming up on June 30th, and that's it.
Oh, yay! Happy early birthday. Krista just tuned out real quick, so until she come back, what are you going to do for your birthday?
I don't know. I don't. I may go.
Okay. So we do have Krystal on the line. She's going in and out right now, but she is the one. You will see her pop back up. There she go. Krystal, you want to introduce yourself? Nope. Maybe. Hello?
I'm still here.
Krystal?
In 31 days.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Okay, you're excited, but we didn't catch that. So you got to say
it again. I'm going to be 30 in 31 days.
Oh, 30.
I'm so excited, y'all. I don't know why, but I am. So, yeah, that's that. And I live in Birmingham. I work at... I'm not gonna tell them where I work. I work at Family Dollar. But again, like I said, for you in Birmingham, you know, 5 points Family Dollar, where all the crazies go. So that's that.
How do you feel to almost be turning 30? That's like a big milestone.
I'm excited. That's it. This, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't even really have any plans. Y'all just knew it was gonna be quiet outside. And here come this ignorant black man.
Okay, so we're just gonna go ahead and get into our first segment.
For the interruption, y'all. Sorry. Maybe mad.
So we're gonna get into our first segment. It is called Sip Sip, where we share our drink options with you for tonight. Because of course, sipping with sisters, you know we sipping on something. And I'll go first. I'm drinking a blue raspberry vodka lemonade. It is so tasty. Just basically some blue raspberry soda with some vodka and a sprinkle of lemonade, of course. And that's what I'm drinking. Probably gonna have about 2-3 cups of these before the end of the segment, but
Didn't have time to go to the alcohol store because it's very frustrating that you can't buy alcohol and beer and wine all in one place. Hmm. So I stopped at the grocery store that had a beer store attached. So I got, of course, some Twisted Teas because those are always my go-to. The light kind because it makes you less bloated. And then I also found these super cute, small Chi-Chi's peach margarita things. I got one of those. It was $1.38 for each of them. I got two, and I've never had them before, so I'm gonna sip on that and see how it makes me feel.
Okay, price is right, head ass. $1.32.
Hey,
Krystal, what you drinking?
I have Crown Apple, with some cran raspberry juice. Okay. I had to go light. I don't really feel good, so I'm just trying to, but I still wanted to drink. I've been looking at that bottle for the last 3 days, so it's over with.
I know that feeling. Isn't Crown Apple your go-to?
Yeah, I like Crown Apple. I do. I'm not really big on drinking anyway, so if I do drink, it's definitely got to be wine or Crown Apple. Ooh, or Jose Cuervo Gold. I can't lie. I actually like that now. I can't lie. I like that now.
I can't do the gold. I have to do the silver.
I'm about to say that too.
All the way, but silver is just better for me. I can't do the gold.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree with you, Monique. I'm definitely a tequila or a vodka type of person. Brown usually makes me a little angry. So.
We'll stay away from that. Orange Crush.
What do you mean? Like a soda?
No, it's like a. non-alcoholic drink?
No.
So I'm honest, I'm not quite sure what alcohol is in it. I'm pretty sure it's orange vodka and there's another alcohol, but I'm not sure what it is. And then, excuse me, I have to sneeze. Oh, excuse me. Thank you. And it's freshly squeezed orange juice, like straight from an orange. And there's something else in it, but it's honestly the most amazing thing. It doesn't taste like you pour Tropicana orange juice with some vodka you had at home. It's like a completely different taste and it's so good. So I went out to eat and I don't know if you've ever been to a place that had flights. It's like a little board with like multiple different beers or mixed drinks or whatever. So I got a flight of orange crushes. So one was orange, pineapple, pina colada. I got so drunk. It was so great.
I got so drunk. It was so great. I'm going to have to try one of those. I never heard of it though, or never even tried it. Okay, so the next segment that we're about to get in is called See What Happened Was. We're going to basically talk about what we went through this week or what we're going to do this week coming up. Anybody want to start off?
No, what I'm going to do is go to work. Oh, no. Today is the most exciting because I don't feel good today. So it's just like, oh, something different.
Well, this week me and my boyfriend were actually getting a new stove. We didn't have a stove for a whole week because it caught on fire, so that's been really stressful. We've been eating out so much and it's been driving me crazy. I just decided to make dinner in the crock pot. What was that?
I said, I know you're happy, you're finally getting your stove.
Yes, because there's nothing more that I love than cooking. And I haven't been able to do that, so yeah, I'm really excited for that. Nothing else is exciting. I just work on the weekends. I'm a server at Applebee's, so I serve on the weekends, and that's about all.
You definitely need to come up with a Cooking with Monique type, you know, show or something like that.
I have recipes for days.
Do you write them down?
No, I just be throwing shit together. And it never goes bad. I haven't had a complaint before. Actually, my boyfriend, there's one thing that I made that he hated, which was risotto, which was random. But yeah, I've never had any complaints about anything else.
Which was random. Well, for me, we went to Oak Mountain, which is like a man-made beach, about 2 times this week. So I'm already extra chocolate. So now I'm extra, extra, extra chocolate.
Love that. And,
I had Fat, which is for the listeners that don't know, it's our nephew. I had him yesterday. Today, Nisha, which is our sister, came and got him. And I bent down to go give Revea a hug. And I'm like telling her bye, like bye bye, I love you, you know, giving her a kiss and stuff. And Kai just comes out of nowhere and jumps on my back. Oh, like okay, so now for the listeners, Kai is a big boy. Kai's what, like 6'7"? He's like seven, and he's very heavy, like, you know, football player type heavy. And that boy jumped on my back, and we all went down. I went down, Revea went down, Kai went down. Like, you know that little TikTok, they'd be like, oh, no, no, no. Like, it was that type of moment. I skinned both my knees up. Stood up looking like, you know, Mr. Brown from Adia. Like, skipped my hands up. Yeah. I was so mad. So, you know, I'm like sitting there like kind of embarrassed. I didn't know what else to do. So I just pop him like, go get in the car. Go get in the car. Like, and he's just like, I'm sorry, Jasmine. And pokes his lip out. So I'm like, it's okay. It's okay. But you're big. You can't do that. And I was like, Nisha, you gotta go. Like, get your keys. Like, I love y'all. But let me go ahead and strap Revea up for you. Let me do the hard work. Like, I'm just gonna go ahead and strap her up.
Kai definitely knows better. Like, he knows better.
We all went down. I'm sitting here pressing alcohol on my knee now, and it burns so bad. So I'm just working through it. But yeah, that was definitely something interesting that happened this week. It's okay. Well, I don't know what happened to the other two. I was about to say Sierra back online, but Sierra is not back online, and Crystal left.
This is why y'all need better Wi-Fi or whatever. Sierra switched to a damn Android. And I've never seen her in my life, so that's why her shit ain't working.
Yeah, she said she tried to do it on her iPhone, but the link wouldn't work on her iPhone, so that's why she tried to tap in with the Android. Oh, we found her. She's back. Okay, she's back.
Talking shit about her Android.
You know what's so funny? I'm actually on both of them right now, and you couldn't hear me using the iPhone.
Oh, my goodness. Everybody keeps saying iPhones are so much better, but they're not really. Like, not at all. I feel like Androids are better than iPhones.
You can definitely do a lot more with the Galaxy.
I'm going to need y'all to not disrespect me on this podcast right now. That's all I'm going to say.
I have an iPhone, too, but I'm just saying, like, I told you we even did, like, a rap battle between Alexa and Siri. And I was just like, why did Alexa I even bother? Why did I even bother? Like but Sierra, we were talking about
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. So do you want to go ahead and go next?
What was you talking about?
Oh my goodness. we were talking about what we're doing throughout the week, you know, see what happened was. So I talked, you know, about
Yes, I did hear you guys talking about that. By the way, the whole Kai thing was funny. Somebody was recording that. And honestly, I have no life and I don't do anything. I'm not looking forward to anything. I'm stressed out. And well, there's that. That's it.
There's that.
Work has you stressed?
We'll talk about none of it.
Heard that. So we should move into our song of the week. What have you guys been listening to? Like, what's been on your playlist?
I actually think you skipped one, but we can go back and do Say What, which is Hot Topic. We can do Song of the Week right now, and then we can go back and do Hot Topic if you had that pulled up. But I can go first for Song of the Week. My Song of the Week is by Jillian Edwards, and it's called I Go On. It's my Song of the Week because it's just so sensual. It's just so calm and relaxing. It's like one of them songs that like you lay back and just listen to, and you imagine yourself in like a field of flowers, like running in a white dress type of song. It's beautiful. Like, y'all should check it out. I actually was watching the originals, and it was a song in the background. I'm just like, oh, I like this song. Like, I do that a lot. Like, if I hear a song on a movie, I just be like, hey Siri, what's the song? Then, you know, she pop up her little Shazam thing, and then we in the making for new music. So go ahead and check that out. That's Jillian Edwards, I Go On. And then who's next?
So
honestly, that is the only way I find new music. If I hear it and I like it, that's when I add it to my playlist.
Yeah, it's funny though. That's funny. I didn't think too many people did that. I thought that was pretty weird that I even do that, but I'm glad that somebody else is confirming.
And I'll never ask somebody what a song is. I will be so quick to pull out my Shazam or my SoundHound. I will never ask somebody what a song is.
Like, you'd be in the club and you just be like, what's this song? And they'd be like, hype, can't hear you. You'd be like, what's this song? Like, yeah, exactly. It's just better just pull it out. Just pull out the Shazam and, you know.
Exactly.
Ask Siri.
So I've been listening to Transparent Soul by Willow Smith. It's a song that came out, I'm pretty sure, like last month. It has like this rock indie feel to it. I'm just obsessed with it for the simple fact is like me and Willow are around the same age. When I was younger, I used to bump to Whip My Hair, and she's just grown so much as an artist. It's featuring Travis Barker, which is a drummer from Blink 182. So it's a great song. Everybody should check it out. She's definitely evolved as an artist, and it's really great because her mom, which I didn't know that Jada used to be in a rock band, so she definitely got a lot of vibe from that as well. It's a dope song, so make sure you check it out. Transparent Soul by Willow.
Excuse me. I actually like Willow. She got this song with SZA that I really like called Nine. Have you heard of it?
No, I did not. My goodness.
It's old too. It's like 2000 and I want to say 2015 maybe. It's an old song. It's been out, but it's dope. I like it. That's another field in the flowers for you. okay.
Yeah, I've really just been listening to Pop Smoke.
Yo, she will preach about some Pop Smoke. That's all you listen to.
Listen, so like I didn't listen to Pop Smoke for a long time. Well, I didn't know who Pop Smoke was, and I was just listening to the radio one day, and I'm like, "Yo, what is this song? Who is this?" And that's when it was Dior by Pop Smoke, and he was already dead at that point. So I felt bad because like now I'm a complete fan, and like, damn.
I definitely feel like he went way too early, like way too early. He
did, and like I wasn't like, you know, I'm not part of the in crowd. I don't know what people listen to these days. I listen to the same old music I've had on my phone for years now. So like, I don't know a lot of artists, new artists and stuff. So like, I missed out on a lot of good music, I find.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of good new artists.
That's a cancer for you, though. Y'all like what y'all like. Y'all don't like to switch it up too much. Like, if you hear a new artist, you be like, okay, let me listen to this album, maybe an album tour, another album or two, and then other than that, like...
That's too much. Let me listen to two songs and see what they're hitting on, and then I'll think about the album.
I've been listening to the same 5 songs for the last 6 years.
Oh, my goodness. That is so boring. My life would be so depressed.
But the songs I like are old. They're still old songs. They're, like, from 2015, but it's just stuff I never heard before. So they're like, still, like, from 2015 to 2021, basically.
So, like, oldies but goodies.
Right, just stuff that I ain't never listened to, because just like she said, I'm not hip. I don't know.
But what's your song of the week?
I just found one. It's a little good one. It's DDG. Who is this? DDG and OG Parker. It's called Hood Melody, and it's featuring YoungBoy, NBA YoungBoy. I'm not a big fan of NBA YoungBoy, but. The little nigga, he can flow. He all right. He bad as fuck.
I like him. He remind me of one of them little delinquent ass kids that's everybody's favorite.
He remind me of Hakeem.
One of them little delinquent ass kids that's everybody's favorite.
Right? Don't talk about my nephew like that. Y'all know I don't even play those games.
He's an asshole, but he ain't no delinquent, because if he was a delinquent at 11 years old, my baby would be in all sorts of trouble, and he's doing damn good. So
yeah, well, look at you getting all feisty while you going through yours.
For real, like, if you gotta think about it, the word delinquent, them kids.
Hello.
All right, that was the Lord telling you to shut up.
No, seriously, the delinquent kids, some of those kids start doing real bad things at young ages, stealing cars at 10, smoking weed, stealing, fighting, being real disrespectful to all types of adults.
Okay, so let me rephrase that. He's not a delinquent, he's just a little badass, you know, little badass kid.
I could pick that, because that he is.
He's an angel to me.
Okay.
She said he's an angel to me. I'm about to say, while you're going through your little identity crisis, you went from the one to her.
I didn't feel like typing that anymore.
I didn't want to type that anymore. Okay. The next one is Say What? Which is hot topic news that is going around. It's viral. Mm-hmm. It's a hot topic, which we're going to get a floor to Monique, so she can go ahead and tell us about it.
Okay, so what I wanted to talk about today for Say What, I'm not sure if any of you guys are big on Twitter, but do you know who Candace Owens is?
Nope.
Okay, she's like a commenter, I think is what you would call it. She literally is just a troll who tweets on Twitter all day. She's like a black woman, but is like extremely pro-Republican, pro-Trump, which is, you can be whatever you want. You can have whatever opinion you want, but she's just very nasty and negative. As you know, it's June and Juneteenth is coming up. And Candace Owens, being a black... Let me pull it up so I can read it. It says, Juneteenth is so lame. Democrats really need to stop trying to repackage segregation. I'll be celebrating July 4th and July 4th only. I'm American. So what do you guys think about that?
Is she black?
She is black. She is black.
I mean, I feel like I kind of understand where you're coming from, but I really, I mean, Juneteenth has been around. It's only becoming a trend now. So I can see why she's just saying she's sticking to what she knows, and what she knows only is kind of like, you know, religion and stuff like that. So, I mean, I guess she has a right to feel however she feels. But at the same time, like I said, for people that know and the people that are woke, Juneteenth is nothing new. It's just now becoming something new as far as, you know, people becoming spiritually awakened and stuff like that. So, I mean, I don't necessarily have a bad taste in my mouth about what she said. I don't really know her. But from what it sounds like, she don't know no better. So.
Anybody else?
I personally, like I said, her opinion is her opinion. I don't know how old you can on
she can do. Ooh, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Huh? You breaking up.
Am I? But at the end of the day, I don't really have, like, her opinion is her opinion. Everybody is different. This whole Juneteenth thing is something new to a lot of people. So a lot of people don't see the point in it. A lot of people don't really know what it is, what it means. So to them, they don't feel like they need to, it's not necessary. Some of us feel like it is necessary because that is our history at the end of the day, regardless of how anybody feels about it. And that's just what it is.
See, my whole take on this whole Candace Owen thing is she said, you know, like, I celebrate July 4th, I'm American. At the time that the 4th of July was established, segregation was still a thing. Black people weren't even allowed, you know, to like celebrate and be American, because at the time they were still slaves. So her saying that is just like, girl, what? Like, you're an American, but if you were alive during that time, you wouldn't even be able to allow to celebrate you being an American. Like, you wouldn't be considered American. Just very dumb, very picky.
You would just be considered N-word.
It's very weird, very pick me. I didn't like the whole thing.
I hate that pick me.
It's like a whole culture now, you know, a whole pick me situation. Like,
that's, but I feel like people movement. Just use it. I wouldn't understand how she's a pick me.
The pick me for the white Republicans.
She's, but why, like, does that? What does she? I think she's saying that if she's just her opinion, like, her opinion doesn't mean she wants somebody to pick her. It just means that she doesn't agree with you, which makes her a pick me.
Yeah, if you don't agree, well, with me, you're a pick me.
But like, it's like, who are you that she's trying to get to pick her? I hate that. I hate that saying, because I feel like people just use it whenever somebody doesn't agree with a popular opinion. Like, they think that somebody wants them to pick them.
The reason why I personally call her a pick me is because I feel like she wants a particular audience to appreciate her and intake her in, which is the right white Republican audience. So that's why I think she's a pick me. She's saying things that would make people want to pick her, want her on their side, and defend her on Twitter.
Yeah, I think the first time I heard of her, Candace Owens, and it's not the first time I've heard of her saying something that kind of, I don't know how to say it, like, pretty much like, you're not a part of the same black people that you are, like, you know what I mean? Like,
But I feel like when people see black,
it's her opinion, right? Her opinion is her opinion. We're all allowed to feel how we want. We're all allowed to think how we want to think. She doesn't have to agree. She don't even gotta like black folks, because a lot of black folks don't like black folks either. They just scared to say it. She ain't.
I think that people have problems with black Republicans in general.
Yeah,
they think that all black people are supposed to be Democrats.
See, no,
which is really sad, because if you look at it. It just depends on what you believe in. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I think black Republicans are fine. Be a black Republican, be whatever you want. But when you try to downplay the actual struggles of a black person, that's when it's just like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, be whatever party you want, but don't try to make it like being a black person in America then, now, and hopefully not always, is a hard thing to do.
I mean, I get what Monique's saying. I can see how you're saying that you feel like she's a pick me because she's trying to separate herself from the whole idea of Juneteenth altogether, saying, I don't even understand why people are even picking this. Just leave me with July 4th and the rest of the July 4th family, and, you know, so on and so forth. I don't want nothing to do with it. So it's just basically, you know, detaching her whole self from the idea of what Juneteenth even is from the get-go. If you don't want to celebrate it, that's fine. But you don't have to tear down other people and say you're not American if you do decide to celebrate Juneteenth. Like exactly. The ending saying I'm American. Okay, so am I. But I choose to celebrate Juneteenth. Don't mean I'm less American because you're celebrating July 4th and I'm celebrating another holiday. We are both born in America. But I don't necessarily
always see it that way. Some people just have different opinions. I think like it's different that she shared it and that's why people are upset over it. But there are a lot of people who don't share that stuff on Twitter who feel the exact same way.
Yeah.
I feel like
it's just like it's her Twitter. So she's tweeting how she feels. But like that's regardless is how she feels. Like if she disassociates herself with it, it's like that's fine. But everybody doesn't see the same way, like see things the same way.
It's not the, for me, it's not the, she doesn't agree with me. It's the dragging, like the dragging of something that whether you like it or not, you're a part of. Because if it never happened, you wouldn't even be able to express your opinion.
The segregation thing, too. Girl, whether you realize it or not, if segregation was a thing, you would be sitting right with our black asses.
And that's what I was about to say. Like
the issue is, I feel like, is that before last year, a lot of people didn't know what Juneteenth was. Right. And all the people who are saying that about what 4th of July is and not really being a part of it, like what your argument was, how many years have you celebrated the 4th of July?
And how many years have you celebrated?
Like, and still knew that your people wasn't free. So, like, it's not a difference of whether, like, that's what she believes or not. She's been celebrating the 4th of July this whole time, just like a lot of other people. But now, all of a sudden, 4th of July shouldn't be celebrated by Black people when Black people celebrate 4th of July heavily every single year. Those 4th of July cookouts are always lit.
But nobody
and always have been.
Well, I mean, I feel like, I mean, if, like, if you just look at or even reread what Monique stated, the first sentence itself just shows how ignorant she is. You know, she's, the first, it says Juneteenth is so lame. Okay, if you don't believe in it, I mean, you don't necessarily have to say it's lame. It's only lame because you don't understand it or you don't really know about it. And the fact that you are, you know, you do have, a big platform and you're just now gathering, that means you are somebody that's new to the whole concept of Juneteenth. Then she goes on to say Democrats really need to stop trying to repackage segregation. I'm gonna read that again. Democrats really need to stop trying to repackage segregation.
Like that's just completely and utter. How is celebrating something that's such an important part of history repackaging segregation? It's just very ignorant. Also, I think I forgot to mention the reason why this topic came up is because, is it Joe Biden? Yeah, Joe Biden. I forgot who the fucking president was. Anyway, Joe Biden passed a bill legalizing Juneteenth as a national holiday.
There is now a federal holiday.
Federal, national.
But that just go like I said, like it kind of goes back to who you believe in. And like I said, I don't really know how old she is, but a lot of us, like as she already stated, a lot of us grown up only knowing the 4th of July.
But that's not our fault.
Right, 100% true. That's not our fault. But they don't teach us the history. Exactly. But it's also our parents' job to teach us our history. Our parents are our Black parents. Our teachers are just our Black teachers. So they don't have to necessarily teach us who we are or where we come from. That's our parents' job. And our
but are we not a part of American history? Why are we leaving out the
it is. I mean, no, that's not necessarily. They taught us that slaves were freed at this point in time. They did not. No, they did not teach us. They didn't tell us about Juneteenth. That they didn't tell us that Black people celebrated Juneteenth as their independence. They didn't tell us that. They told us.
But why does it? Why does it have to be a Black people thing? It should be an American thing.
Because they were already free. We weren't.
Well, like, they were already. It's a different type. You feel like you're saying that we are the ones that weren't free, but everybody should celebrate it. So why wouldn't everybody celebrate the 4th of July still, even though we weren't free?
Nobody said nobody was celebrating the 4th of July, though.
But you're saying that, like, why are we celebrating when we weren't free?
That's I mean, okay, so say. So Juneteenth is a federal holiday. But, well, first of all, Candace Owens is 32. I did go look that up for Crystal, so she know. And then Juneteenth is a federal holiday in the United States for celebrating the emancipation of African-American slaves. The July 4th is a celebration of, you know, Americans, period. So that's what separates the fact that, you know, if you celebrate Juneteenth, that means that you are celebrating the fact that African-Americans were emancipated. And most of the time, you are going to be African American if you celebrate that, or somebody that is closely connected to an African American, versus, you know, somebody that celebrates July 4th, which just basically is Independence Day. It's the day that we gained our independence
as a nation,
right?
Not as a people, right? But I didn't hear, first time I ever heard about Juneteenth, I was a good 15 years old. And like I said, I'm about to be 30. So for 15 years of my life, I didn't even know what Juneteenth was. And then for a whole another 13 years of my life, I kind of just ignored that shit because nobody around me was even talking about it or celebrating it or anything like that. So it's like, why do I care? I mean, I ain't gonna say I don't care about it. I don't care what it is. I care. But at the same time, it's like, I ain't celebrate this shit in all this time. I'm going to acknowledge today. And that's something I've always done since I've, a couple years after I found out what it was. I ain't gonna lie.
So I guess the question that I have for everybody on the podcast is, are you going to celebrate Juneteenth? And if you are you still going to celebrate July?
No, I'm not, because I'm going to be at work.
I mean, I'm saying, are you going to teach your kids and your grandkids that it's a national holiday and celebrate it as if, you know, our parents and grandparents taught us about July 4th? Are you going to do the fireworks, the cookouts, and all that stuff like we do for July 4th?
It would have to be something I would be doing for them to start asking, well, why are we doing, what is this, you know, like I said, I personally will be at work, so no, I personally am not going to celebrate Juneteenth this year. I will acknowledge the day, I will tell them what it is, I will have to, we'll do something, look it up, whatever, to acknowledge and so that they understand and know better, but...
Well, I'm not talking about just this year altogether. I'm talking about, like, you know, because obviously.
But honestly, this year is the first year where it's a federal holiday, so I can only really speak to it right now. Because I don't know. I don't know about next year. I can't really say, because like I said, hell, I got to work tomorrow. I might have to work next year on the same damn day.
I feel like I'm going to, I celebrated Juneteenth last year. So I feel like I'm going to celebrate Juneteenth just like I celebrated July 4th. And I'm going to teach my kid and my grandkids, you know, to, why not do both? It's the summertime anyway, you know, but besides the pandemic situation, the kids are going to be out of school. Make the most out of the situation. You are African American. You're also an American. So it's important in both situations to your culture, I feel like. And then now that it is a national holiday, or a federal holiday, excuse me, you know, kids are going to be learning about it in their textbooks and stuff like that. And, you know, you are going to probably eventually get paid time and a half and so forth, or even have that holiday off when stores are going to start closing early. You know, in the future, it's probably going to take a good little minute, but nevertheless, it's still a holiday now. So.
I actually do have off, and I had off last year for it. I also am going to say the unpopular thing is that I don't celebrate any of these holidays, and I just take my day off as it comes. I don't care to celebrate most holidays, and if someone I know is having a cookout, I may go because they have food, but I'm not going to because I am celebrating anything. So
I seen the angle you were going there before you got there.
So yeah, and I do that with most holidays. I don't celebrate anything. I'm just here. I may acknowledge it, like, hey, it's this day, but like, I don't really care.
I think what's important is, you know, giving your kids a tradition. Like, I don't want my kids to be in my place and have to learn about Juneteenth in your adult years because, you know, it wasn't taught to you. So of course I'm going to celebrate it. I can't wait to teach my kids about it because I feel like it's important.
I agree. Okay. And that was, say what? We ain't going to get too deep or too much more into that. We going to get on to the fun part, y'all. The fun part, which is shoot, bang, marry. It's kind of like, you know, fuck, marry, kill, or however you say that shit. But we changed it up to shoot, bang, marry. Who would you shoot? I mean, you know, dead that nigga. Who would you bang? I mean, who would you fuck? And who would you marry?
I want you to know why that's weird, because shoot and bang essentially mean the same thing.
Well, not in this part.
Bang, bang.
Oh my goodness.
So I think that we should do three major R&B superstars of the, you know, 1990s, 1980s. So I'm going to go with who would you shoot, marry, or bang?
Okay, go ahead.
It would be Genuine, Usher, and Tyrese.
Okay, let me go first so I can get this out of the way. No. I'm going to automatically shoot Usher because I think we got herpes. We ain't got time to be getting all that bumpity bump, you know, shit going on. No, we're going to have to just shoot you off the rip, nigga. Sorry, player. If you didn't have that shit going on, we probably would have had to mirror your ass because you seem like a freaky ass nigga, but we don't want that dirty dick shit. So we're going to have to shoot him. Definitely marry Genuine. Oh, my Jesus. Girl, you talking about something great. I just know it. I never even had it. You know how you never had it, but you just know it. You just know what it is. You know what it do to your soul. Okay, let me get back. And bang, girl, I got so wrapped up in Genuine. I don't even remember who the last person was, but that's who I was. Oh, he a goddamn crybaby. See, Usher, why you gotta have herpes, goddamn? Right. See, I don't want no crybaby. I'm gonna have to bang him, but we're gonna have to bang him one time and done. Cause you know, once you do two, three times and then get hit, hooked on the coochie and get to crying and what do you want from me and all that stuff, we don't want that. Right. So that's mine. Who's next?
Okay, so I'm definitely gonna shoot Usher, like she said. Honestly, though, I would marry Tyrese, but cheat on his face.
Ooh. With who? Cheat on him with who?
Genuine.
Oh, so that would just be like a bang, a lifetime bang, like just right. Keep you on the hush hush. Oh gosh, why I didn't think of that first?
For real.
Oh. So okay. I forgot that Usher had herpes because now I'm sad that I put him in with the group because I would definitely, definitely bang Usher if he didn't have a herpes.
Okay, so listen, let me ask you this. Because he has herpes and you'll bang him, could you just wear a condom but not kiss or no oral sex? That's it's Usher.
Part of the fun is the no condom and the oral sex. So no, it has to shoot.
I'm with you when you're right, but I was trying to help you out.
So. Yeah, no, I gotta shoot Usher. I have to shoot Usher. Tyrese, I guess I could have sex with him. Genuine, I can marry. Tyrese is just a big crybaby. He don't sit right with my soul. So yeah, right. I just have to have sex with him.
To make him think everything's all good all the time, take his flowers and all that stuff, but sneak off to go see Genuine.
isn't this sad though? The effects that social media has. I'm sorry, Sierra, you can go next. But before social media, we would have probably never knew Usher had herpes, nor would we have knew that Tyrese was a crybaby, other than the fact that he whines in his songs, which sounds pretty good in the 90s. So
correct.
Sierra, you can go ahead.
I'm going to assume that Usher doesn't have herpes if we're going back to the 90s. So I'm probably marrying Usher because he doesn't have herpes in my time that I'm marrying him. And if I married him, he wouldn't get herpes. So, you know.
That's a valid point. Very valid point. I like it.
That's a good one, married though. Him back in the day before he got the herpes.
When he still made somebody want to.
Huh?
Ooh. I said, well, he was still making somebody want.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So we can ride around at 7 on a dot on any time.
Hey.
All right, I heard that.
T-R, all right. Y-M, a Wendy.
Okay.
Let it be right. What you want to do. And then, you know, I guess I could bang Genuine. And bang as in, you know, fuck. And shoot Tyrese, you know, just because of the whole baby boy situation when he did all that good shit.
Because the baby boy situation, oh gosh. The baby boy situation is what makes you want to fuck him.
No, it wouldn't. I don't like bums, so I don't want the bum.
She said, I don't like bums. Well, the toxicity. It's the toxicity, not the bum part.
No, it's definitely the bum part for me. I could deal with a toxic motherfucker if they weren't a bum. Like, you can't be a bum and toxic. You got to choose one.
Oh, poor Tyrese. Sorry.
Okay, so y'all went with Genuine and Tyrese. Okay, so y'all know him. Genuine, Tyrese, and Tank had a group. They were called TGT. So we're going to go with that whole little group. Who would you do in that? We're going to take Usher out and put Tank in.
Oh, Lord. It's so hard. I don't want to go. I pay.
I don't know much about Tank, so I'm just going to just throw him in with the... Oh, wait. Now I would have to marry Tyrese. Oh, wait. So it's Tank, Genuine, and
Tyrese.
And Tyrese. Okay, so I would probably... Oh, okay. Tank seems like a very well-rounded person, I guess. Right. I don't know much about him, so I would marry Tank, shoot Tyrese, and fuck Genuine.
I'm still gonna shoot Tyrese. Right. I am. Tank's body looks so good. You know, I'm just gonna have to marry Tank and fuck him.
Who do you think has the best music out of Usher, Genuine, Tyrese, and Tank?
Genuine.
Honestly, though,
I like Usher. Because I know more of Usher songs.
I think it's going to be like a toss-up between Tank and Usher, honestly. Not even... Well, Tyrese got some good music.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Tyrese and Usher.
Well, I listen to Usher the most, so that's why I choose Usher.
Yeah. I definitely had like 3 Usher albums when I lived in Philly. Playing No Games. Confessions was definitely one of them.
Definitely my favorite Usher song is Superstar. Definitely. That's a great one.
He did the thing on that album. In that other one, I think it was called 8701 or 8705 or something like that.
I think that was maybe before I was born. I don't know.
Nah, that was in the early 2000s,
2002,
2003.
Oh, I don't know.
With, what's that song?
Is Climax on me?
You remind me of a girl that I...
Oh, that's a great
See
one.
See your face whenever I look. Okay, so out of my shoot, Bang Mary, I'll do it in order. TGT, you know, Tyrese, Tank, Genuine, and Tank. No, we're going to reverse it so it can be in order. So I'm going to say that again. We're going to do Tyrese first, then Genuine, and then Tank. Shoot, Bang, Mary, in that order. There we go.
Got it.
Thought about that long and hard. Crystal, you didn't go.
I didn't because I don't even know. I was just like, ooh, she said Tyrese and Genuine. They got a group with Tank. Honestly, though, definitely going to bang Tank and probably marry Tank, too.
What?
I know.
You can't.
I know. We're just going to have to marry Tank. We're going to have to marry Tank and cheat on him with Genuine on the bad days and just shoot Tyrese.
For y'all to be some monogamous women, I mean, y'all sure do believe in some poly type shit.
Right? Crystal ain't never cheating on her man, so I don't know why she's even saying that.
Where is this boldness coming from? It's because they're stars?
Y'all know I'm a good girl. And for all the world that's listening, I am the good girl. I'm a virgin, basically. I got
basically.
But
you have the most kids out of everybody on the podcast.
Right. You know what I was thinking about the other day, y'all? I was like, dang, me and my little brother, who just started having sex, then probably had sex with the same amount of people, and he probably really got more than me.
And he's what, 15?
15.
Mm-hmm. I do not want to talk about this.
No, I'm just saying it just crossed my mind the other day. I'm like, that little nasty little boy, and I'm only damn near 30, and I slept with 2 people. How are you 15? You are.
Wow. So we're going to go ahead and get into the next segment called Spill It, Sis. And Crystal, going to go ahead and take over. And basically, it's an advice segment. So go ahead, Crystal.
I'm gonna have to find another one. The one I had, it disappeared. Okay, so. I'm actually just going to pull something from this group. It's on Facebook. It's a Facebook group. It's called Relationship Advice from Women to Women. I had one earlier, but for whatever reason, I can't find it. But before I get started with my thing, before I even find it, I just want to say, because I don't know who... how far this whole thing is going to go. But if you live in Harrisburg, and you happen to know Miss Taylor, I'm so sorry for your loss. I was hurt. Her daughter got hit by a car.
Oh my goodness.
Kids got hit by a car, but the little girl died. And I went to school with her, and when I read it, like, I was at work.
That's horrible.
It's so sad. It's...
That's crazy.
I can't even imagine that. Could not even imagine that.
Are you still on the line, Crystal?
No.
I see her.
I said I see her there, but I don't know.
We were just about to dig into the advice column.
Y'all can't hear me or something?
Oh, now we found her.
Y'all couldn't hear me at all?
No. We heard you a little bit. You told us about the little girl getting hit by a car.
Well, yeah, like I said, the girl, I went to school with the girl. She was just really sweet. She's always been really sweet. And even reading the thing, she's just like, she's not even mad. She's hurt, but she's not mad at the lady. She has no hate in her heart. And y'all, like I said, if you live in Harrisburg, just reach out to her. Tell her you love her. Tell her, you know, that I'm sure, I'm confident she's going through it, but she's a strong girl. She's a strong woman. I'm sorry for saying girl. So I know she's going to get through, but it just hurt me to even read that. And like I said, I know I went to school with her. But she's the sweetest.
Was it a drunk driver?
I don't know what kind of driver it was. Like I said, this was in Harrisburg. I just happened to read it. I saw it on 10 Live. So I don't know what kind of driver it was, but if you, Jasmine, you know 15th and her.
Yeah.
Y'all know that intersection be so busy. That intersection be so crazy. And for years they've been talking about they need to put a
I guess she's gonna say a traffic light there, maybe?
Stop sign?
Something. I don't want to make light of funny of the situation, but definitely y'all reach out to Miss Taylor if y'all are in the Harrisburg area. She said it was around 15th for her. We're sorry for your loss, Miss Taylor. So we're just going to give her a moment of silence until Crystal come back. Wait, I don't think she died. Okay.
Oh, there she goes.
Okay. No, I don't know what's happening. Every time I try to like look at my thing, it kind of goes off. But okay, so this thing that I don't know, y'all probably ain't going to be able to hear me. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, go ahead and say it. Girl, hurry up.
Well, I got to pull it up to read it. It says, hey, girls, I feel like I need advice. I cannot cope with my boyfriend's immaturity. He says that I treat him like a little puppet. If I say, like, I just want some time with him without his phone, he goes all dramatic, shuts down, and deletes all apps off his phone. What should I do?
Okay, read it one more time.
Okay, hold
on. Slow it down. You just did.
I know. I'm sorry. Don't do me like that, y'all. I read faster than I want to. She basically is saying her boyfriend is very immature. When she tries to spend time with him without his phone or anything, he gets upset, kind of throws a temper tantrum, and deletes everything out of his phone and stuff. She's basically asking what should she do about her boyfriend's immaturity. My opinion. I know it's immature, but not that bad. I would just go off without him. He'll notice when you're gone. I mean, I understand wanting to spend time with your man, because of course that's who you don't. But at the same time, I'm not gonna beg you. I'm not gonna just continue to sit here and watch you play on your game or your phone or whatever the case may be. I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna leave and I'm be gone. I'm going to go do whatever I was trying to do with us. I'm going to go do it by myself or with my kids. I feel like a lot of men, I don't know, I guess I would say women feel like that men that pay attention to their game, like play games and stuff, are immature, but sometimes they are, not all of them.
Okay.
Like I said, personally, I would just get up and go find something else to do. Like, I'm not going to beg you to spend time with me. And especially if you're immature anyway, you might as well hang out with my son, because I ain't got time.
I think that behavior is low-key just unacceptable. Like, I can't be okay with being in a relationship with somebody who doesn't know how to communicate. Like, if you can't tell me Like, not even if you can't tell me, my nigga, you don't want to spend time together? Like, what's the problem? Like, why do you have to throw a fit and, like, delete shit off your phone? Why can't we hang out without you deleting shit off your phone? Like, why you gotta delete
right. that?
Like,
why you can't take at least 10 minutes and just put the phone up?
The whole situation is very temper tantrum-like, like a child-like, and I just don't. Nobody wants that, especially if you're, like, an adult. Nobody wants that. That's weird. If you can't have a conversation, but I feel like there's not a conversation that needs to be had. I'm not asking you to step out of your character to do something that you can't do. I'm asking you to be off your phone and hang out with me.
I feel like it depends on how the relationship was when it started. Like, you can't accept something in the beginning and then get mad because that's how they are.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, if that's who he was, it's something different if you're upset now because you're starting to see it. But, like, you can't change people.
But at the same time, if they were spending time in the beginning and now he's always.
But that's what I'm saying. Were they spending time in the beginning?
Yeah, it doesn't say that. Now it doesn't say that. It just says, I'm a little fed up with my boyfriend's immaturity. She didn't go into any type of detail.
I mean, niggas are immature anyway. No matter. She didn't say the age, but no matter the age, niggas are immature. And I mean, obviously, it's not like he don't want to spend quality time. He just probably just provide some type of benefit for him that he cool with, but when it's time to spend time, like, he can't give you that one-on-one quality time because he really don't feel you like that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I was thinking that. It's another one that's kind of like on the same thing. I'm going to read this one too. Can y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure because I had to do something. It says, I need some advice. My girlfriend wants space. She kind of lost just a little bit of the way she loves me. She's still in love with me. Just not the same as in the beginning. She thinks because I don't give her space and I kept her up all night, so I'm giving her space and let whenever she wants.
That doesn't make sense. Wait, what?
Yeah, they don't know what
they
don't know
what that night doing.
Because I kept her up all night. Wait a second, I should have read this whole thing before I started that.
It sounds like you're confused, buddy, and your words don't make sense. So therefore, you're interpreting her all discombobulated and fucked up.
Just
sit back,
relax,
and just enjoy life. Because clearly, you're illiterate.
Honestly, though, somebody not feeling you no more. Ain't no point in trying to force that shit.
Heard that.
I mean, like, I guess it depends. Maybe a conversation could be had. Me personally, I'm not a communicator. I'd rather this motherfucker leave. I don't have the patience for that shit.
I mean, we don't even know what he was talking about because it didn't even make sense. So we can't give advice. Next.
You can definitely give advice on the first part.
I had to read past the beginning part and just, what is he trying to say? Damn. But he basically was just trying to say that she always wants space. He's not used to that because his exes like wanted to talk or spend time all the time, and he's just not used to somebody wanting space a lot, and he don't know what to do. That's basically what it said.
Give them their space if they need space. But I think people try to force things that other people aren't comfortable with.
I agree.
It also said that she was just trying to sleep. So basically, I guess he feels the type of way because she was trying to sleep and she wanted space while she sleeps. I'm just confused. They gotta be from Alabama. Anyway,
what's she keeping her up at night doing? Like, if you're keeping her up, of course she wants to sleep. And if she
I'm like, oh Lord, that's just like the immature thing. Grow up. It's a lot of things. It just takes growth. You just gotta realize, like.
See, but that's not fair because everybody has a different love language. And if his love language is quality time, of course you're gonna feel some type of way when the person you love wants space.
But if she just stayed up with you all night long and she just wants a little space to go to sleep, bro, give me my 8 hours of sleep.
I also think that people are clingy.
They are very clingy.
Usually, from a woman, that is usually the clingy one.
Right. I think it's a red flag at the fact that, I mean, you won't even let her sleep. Like, that definitely screams clingy to me. Like, dang, nigga, I can't even sleep. Like, you need me up under you while I sleep. It's okay for people to have a space. And I think that's a big misconception that people get when they end relationship. They feel like everything my partner do, I gotta do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everything like I like, my partner gotta like.
And I can honestly that's relate the farthest to that. Thing
from the truth. Like if anything, it's they're bringing their life of bullshit and glitter to your life of bullshit and glitter, and you just gotta mix and make sure it's a good stew of life and bullshit and glitter that you can, you know, muster. Basically, you don't gotta necessarily change everything because this person wants you to change everything, and vice versa. That's selfish. So it's like you being selfish. Do give her some damn space.
Heard that.
Yeah, I agree. Then it's summertime. It is hot. So, baby, if I want to sleep, you better. If you want me to be up under you, you better have an air conditioner and two fans in that bitch. Because that's the only way. That's the only way I need you to be. It's not, girl. It is. It be feeling like 100 plus degrees down here. We I would be able to tell me I'm lying. I need an air conditioner and two fans, baby. Like, for real.
Yep, I got my industrial fan and my AC.
Tell them, girl. You know.
That's too much. Know. Y'all is tripping. That's going to be super cold, like a damn, okay, Omarion icebox head ass.
All right. Because, honey, I need the icebox on my feet so I can sleep. You hear me?
That is horrible. Mm-mm. I don't know. And it I really don't know what he was saying. Enough.
So I can feel the air through my covers on my feet because I can't leave my feet out because, of course, the monsters will get them.
Oh, but my goodness. Cold.
It's very important. It's a lifestyle. I didn't choose it. It chose me.
You've watched too many horror movies.
Absolutely.
I have to have one of my feet out in my hand. Like I
no, can't. Ma'am.
It's so annoying. I can't sit up under covers. I feel so weird and suffocated. And I hate sleeping with socks on. So for everybody that sleep with socks on, you guys are dirty little...
Yeah, no. You're going to hell if you sleep with socks on.
I agree.
Not with that weird shit.
However, I can't sleep with any limbs hanging over the bed because then whatever's under the bed will grab me.
Yep, that is a definition. Oh my goodness.
What is wrong with y'all?
You need to know this. That's how you survive to adult age.
Wow.
By keeping your limbs inside the damn bed. It's not hard.
I mean, I'm older than both of y'all, and I've survived, so.
Barely!
I'm holding on by a thread. Leave me alone! But yeah, like, girl, y'all is tripping. But okay. Y'all watched too many horror movies as children. That's all that was.
I don't even watch scary movies. I'm too much of a punk. I don't have patience for that. Because you think I'm scared now with just my limbs hanging off? So you know I got to sleep on every light on because I don't know what's in them dark corners.
Right.
Heard that.
Okay. Well, our last segment is just basically a toast and a salute. And thank you to all of our listeners. And thank you to my beautiful sisters for allowing us to sit together. And I wanted to sing a goodbye song, but they don't let me sing it. So.
Wait a minute. Because I ain't never say what I was drinking. And it's actually this Cruzan blueberry lemonade rum.
Ooh, that sounds good.
You it actually sound like is so good.
Yeah, that sounds so good. That does sound good. I'm drinking a blue raspberry lemonade vodka, which is delicious. And I'm ready for a second drink, you know. So, anybody got anything to say before we get off?
I never got my Domino's.
Girl, if you don't eat some cereal and call it a day.
No, she did not. The disrespect.
Eat some cereal and go to sleep.
Oh my goodness. We're going to finish.
How are you guys surviving with the cicadas? That's what I want to know. Are y'all dealing with that?
Them drones are vicious. So Mimi called me the other day. So I live in Nanticoke, which is like higher on the, like more, I think it's higher on the mountain. I don't fucking know where I am on the mountain. But there's more wooded areas than there is in Berwick. And Mimi lives in Berwick. So I was telling her about the cicadas, about how you drive and they just smash in your windows. And when I take the dogs out, they get on the dogs. And so I was telling her that, and she goes, no way, because they're not in Berwick. But she went to take her husband to the hospital up this way, which is about 45, 35 minutes away, and she calls me freaking out. She goes, what are all these things on my windshield? And I'm like, yep, Sally, it just gets worse. Like, it just gets worse. Like, they're horrible. Definitely not as bad as some places, but it's not good. It's not good.
Yeah, I've seen videos of where it's, like, really, really bad. Luckily, I haven't had to deal with them. And if I've seen one, I just didn't know or couldn't remember what the bug was. You know, they got weird bugs down here anyway. So I'm just grateful that I don't have to deal with it. But I know in Pennsylvania, y'all are definitely dealing with it. That's why I asked.
Cicadas. That's how we're going to end it. Cicadas.
Alrighty, on the count of three, everybody say cicadas, and we'll see you next week.
You guys are horrible.
1, 2, 3.
Cicadas.
Bye, guys.
Don't go crazy.
Bye.